that, all doing it with the method he said, and that was by pulling out the fan, reaching up with a drill to drill a hole, you know, through that side beam there, going down into toward the pantry, and then just whenever you pass a wire through something, a hole you made, make sure you use a grommet. I like to use those plastic insert grommets. They just pop in and snap in for the size hole that you made.
Yeah, we use those too.
Yeah, so you know, every time you do that, you want to protect your wire somehow. But yeah, so you can even to the middle of the ceiling without pulling the paneling down, you can get wires in and out there. Maybe not be easy.
You have to be pretty creative, but it does work.
Yeah, you can be creative, and you know, I did it with a 5/8-inch drain tube. You know,
good for you.
Complete with a grommet, even on the drain tube. So there you go. So yeah, so it can be done. I mean, so you can get around these, you know, bad wires, which might be just dried out, cracked. You know, who knows what a previous owner did to that.
So. Yeah, I'd be curious though when you take the fan out and see the positive wire there. Clip it off, but see if the wire is intact. Because sometimes it looks like it was an attempting to be a filament in a light bulb.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, yeah. Good luck with that. Hopefully, some of those ideas helped you out. We got an email from Peter. He went to thevap.com and sent us a question on our contact us page, and he says, more 12 volt stuff here. So. He says, thanks for your suggestion on the 12-volt power supply last week. Oh, I remember this one. He had a trailer he was going to use for a little office or something, and he wanted to power his lighting and stuff in it, but not have to have a battery. And we suggested to use a power supply instead of a charger and a battery. So he said, thanks for your suggestion. That's exactly what I did, and it's working great so far. Good. It was cool to hear you answer my question on the VAP. Oh, you're welcome. I have a couple more for you. I'm continuing the remodel, my 73, working on electrical now. There's a switch inside the front door next to the porch light that I can't figure out what it's for. Not the scare light. Also, do you have any tips and tricks for fishing wire? So we kind of just talked about that a little bit. I'm trying to avoid removing interior panels. I'm doing the central control with new gauges and dealing with lots of wires. Add a switch to turn on the running lights. Thanks, Colin, for that tip. And thanks for your service on to the Airstream community. Really enjoy the show, Peter. So a 73, he has a switch inside the front door next to the porch light. It's not the scare light.
Right. Well, that's just above the door. It's that cast aluminum light just above the door.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I have that on my 60. And it's 110, but the little switch feels and looks like a little 12-volt switch, so I hate using it. It kind of freaks me out, because I never had the panel off and looked at how...
No, yours is 110, but his is DC. Ah. The 70s, all the lighting is DC, whereas for us, that sort of porch light thing is, it's a toggle switch, but it's 110, and it uses a really funky little, kind of like a giant Christmas tree, clear Christmas tree bulb, kind of size socket.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm afraid to use it. I use it just to show it still works, and I turn it back off. That's for his little porch light. His is 12-volt, though, obviously.
Yeah, and I believe Inner Trailer Supply sells the lens for that now, and I think they have LED bulbs or something that'll fit in there.
Well, if they don't, probably m4led.com has them, and if you use
that's true.
Use the code VAP5, you get 5% off VAP5. Yeah, you know, I used on my 1960, I have that socket on the side of the trailer for the screw-in porch light.
Yep.
I don't know if I mentioned this on the last show or not. I probably did. But I drove home with that porch light screwed to the side.
Put that up on Facebook. You're a lucky guy.
I know. I got to the house, and I walked around the trailer getting ready to back it in, and I was like, saw that hanging on there. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I got so lucky. Yeah. Anyway.
Was anybody waving at you?
No, not that I noticed. They wouldn't have known it wasn't supposed to be there. Anyway, so yeah, that was lucky. So fishing wires, we kind of talked about that a little bit, but some other things.